Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The payoff.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, that was our old buddy. What did Ronnie call him? Hoffy? Hoffy.
Yes, we called him Hoffy.
Closing it out last night. Last night was an interesting night in the sports world. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a couple minutes here on Brandon Graham. And has his return changed the way you feel about the 2025 Eagles? It does for me. It does not for Hugh Douglas, who decided to turn into I Told You So Hugh on Bryce Huff earlier in the show.
I'm just saying.
Maybe Hugh was getting Huff mixed up with Hoffman.
Maybe that's it.
That, if we had Hoffman, makes so much more sense.
Our bullpen would have been in better
so
shape.
So much more sense.
Instead of Kirkering, it's Hoffman that, out yeah. there. That's is that what you meant? Is that what you meant?
Mm-mm. No. No, it's on my Bryce.
Well, that's not good then.
Yeah, that's a mistake. But yes, congratulations to the Blue Jays and Jeff Hoffman. I always liked Hoffman when he was here. I know he blew up in the postseason last year, but as in totality, I thought Hoffman was a really good pickup for the Phillies and had a good couple years here. And he gets the last laugh. You remember the whole thing with Jeff Hoffman? He kept failing his physical. The Phillies didn't want to pay him.
Yeah.
He closed out the ALCS to put the Blue Jays in the World Series.
He was stoked when he did it. I picked that one wrong last night, didn't I?
You picked the Mariners? Yeah. I mean, when they went up early in the game and then the Raleigh hit the home run, I was like, oh, they're going. But no, George Springer hits a home run. Blue Jays go to the World Series. So a couple of baseball thoughts and then a couple of football thoughts as well off of last night with the doubleheader on Monday night. Baseball, obviously Hoffman, you know, it kind of... You know, let's just be real. Dave Dombrowski chose Jordan Romano over Jeff Hoffman. I know there were complications with his shoulder and long-term and the money he got paid. That was the choice that Dave Dombrowski made. That didn't work out, and we had to go get Duran. So Hoffman goes to the World Series.
So do you fault Dave Dombrowski for that?
Yeah. I mean, would you have rather had Hoffman in this bullpen or Romano?
Well, hold on, but he was flagged by medical staffs.
Does he look hurt to you?
Well, clearly not. Yeah. But like that's something I don't know. You almost have to trust not only your information, but feels like other information around. Like the Blue Jays took a chance.
They did. So it's only 1 year of a 3 year deal, right? If he breaks down the next 2 years, that changes the equation. Yeah. Maybe the Phillies and those other teams were right. I mean, but I know
maybe Jordan Romano comes back and
no, stop. No, he's not. But how often goes to the World Series? The other thing I thought of last night, George Springer hit the big home run for the Blue Jays. He's been a great playoff performer. It makes me want a guy like Alex Bregman even more, former Astro along with Springer. You look at those postseason leaderboards in baseball history, Springer's on all of them. So is Alex Bregman. Can we get some guys in here that are postseason stars? Like, obviously, Springer.
Some ballers.
Yeah, get an Alex Bregman, his former teammate with the Astros. I would love Bregman to come in here and kind of help put the Phillies over the top. So I had those thoughts as I was watching the baseball last night. And then watching the two NFL results. So we had the Lions over the Bucks last night, Hugh. Lions win that game 24-9.
Lions look like they might be a whole problem.
Here they are. They were a problem last
year. Sonic and Knuckles, what a... Hey.
Especially Sonic. Boy. Jameer Gibbs. He's
coming to his own, man. I remember when he was at Georgia Tech and left.
Yeah.
And went to Alabama because he was like, y'all, I can't play.
I don't know what his 40 is, but I would put him up against anybody in the NFL in terms of how fast he is.
Especially on that turf in Detroit.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's wild. So they go to 5-2. The loss drops the Bucks to 5-2. Seattle also won last night, Hugh. Yeah, if you look at the NFC, this race is going to be interesting. The Eagles have to win every game they can because it. Doesn't it feel like there's a lot of good NFC teams? We're going to do Kiss the Baby 1 hour from now, but some of the records in the NFC. Green Bay is 4-1-1. Eagles 5-2. Lions 5-2, Rams 5-2, Tampa Bay 5-2, San Francisco 5-2, and I believe what Seattle moved to 5-2 last night with their win. I mean, Hugh, there's like seven teams that are all
NFC.
Five wins, or the Packers have four, but they have a tie, so they don't even have two losses.
They feels like some parity, a lot of parity in the NFC. It really, really does. It's going to be a fight to get out of the NFC.
It makes me also think that the number one seed, like the gap between the one seed and like the seven, it's could be like a game or two.
Yeah, yeah. I think Ike was talking about this yesterday. He said it's feasible that you could have a 12-win number one seed and a 10-win two seed or something like that.
I totally agree. And so, like, down the stretch of the season, all these games are huge. Like, it could change the equation for the Eagles between being the one if they hit on these games, and if they stumble, they could fall away down to six or seven.
But they have to win the division.
Have to win the division.
And, I mean, like you said, they're going to play Green Bay. They're going to play Detroit.
Yep.
Washington twice. Dallas. Like, those are... I mean, those are all games they have to win, like must-win games
for the Eagles. If you look at the Eagles' point differential, it's only plus five, which is not great. I mean, that kind of points to more of a 500-ish team. You look at the other teams in the NFC, Detroit is, let's see where they're at, point differential. Detroit entered last night plus 49, so they're plus 64. Rams are plus 58. Seahawks plus 57. It's good. You said it, Kyle. They're going to play all these teams. I mean, this is a must-win clearly against the Giants. They got to bounce back and win this game. And then after that, it's Packers, Lions, Cowboys. That stretch is huge.
So now, I was wondering, but I looked. Mm. And maybe this is a discussion for another day. The Eagles are third in NFC favorites.
Is it Green Bay and Detroit?
Detroit number one, Green Bay two, Eagles three. Do you think people still think they should be the favorite out of the NFC? I mean, I don't right now. Could they get there eventually?
They could.
Sure.
The only thing that gives them a little bit of an edge is it looks like they have an easier path to win their own division, right? Green Bay and Detroit have to play each other to fight for the division.
Right. But those games against those two are going to matter for one seed.
Of course it is.
You know, yeah. So.
I mean, the one thing that is helping us is it looks like the division is easier than it was before the season. The Commanders look like they're in big trouble.
I would say I think we should be ahead of Green Bay. Detroit just flat out looks better than us.
They do, yeah. And they did last year. I mean, this is a continuation. They just got knocked out of the playoffs, and the Eagles were able to continue and have home field there. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk some BG here with James the Mailman up on WIP. What's up, James?
Hey, Hugh, Joe, Kyle, how we feeling, man?
What's up,
James,
man?
What's up, pal?
Man, I'm feeling good today. Here, listen, here's what we got, gentlemen. We got a bunch of puppies in the locker room on this defense. And just like BG says, you need a big dog.
She don't want no puppies. She want a big dog.
She want a big dog in that locker room. And that's what you got. When you got an average age, 24 in that locker room, you need somebody who's going to herd these sheep and turn them into wolves, man. Another thing, I need Howie to turn on his stove. He's got to get the pots out. He's got to get them hot. And he needs to get a good corner. Nolan Smith's going to come back. Like you said, Hugh, I need hopeful Hugh, not doubter Hugh, not doubter
Me
Douglas.
Too, James. I need that Hugh.
I disagree. I just want honest Hugh.
Well, that's all I mean.
I'm keeping it a bean. I'm honest
Hugh. I know. You're living your truth like I'm living mine. Oh. Now, you being a player,
see, that's insulting.
You know, it's full circle. You give these guys no time to pass. They're locked down. Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, they're getting at these quarterbacks like dogs on meat, man. It's happening. You got to lock down these receivers. We can't have Kyrie getting burned, man, like burnt toast on Sunday. I can't watch it again, man. And one last thing, gentlemen, tomato soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
My girl last week, man, I wasn't feeling good. Man, she got all the vegetables. She got the tomatoes, the onions. She let them bake in the oven for 400. You put that in a blender, and man, you heat it up again, thick and chunky, just the way you want it, man.
That sounds
really excited.
That's
about that
real soup
yeah,
right there. Now, that's like not it. The stuff you're trying to get at the store, Hugh. I mean, she's trying to get this. Yeah,
I'm getting all kind of recipes for tomato soup now. Somebody's telling me to put like some milk in it to help thicken it up.
You could do that. Yeah.
Make it like thick and chunky, like that hardwood bacon.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up,
James. Good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Now you're going to write these recipes down, or are you going to keep trying the canned stuff?
I'm going to keep going for the canned.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's not going to work out great.
Yeah, no. I don't know because we're going to the. Where we going tomorrow? I'm going to get some
Deco food hall.
The Deco food hall. I'm going to see if I can get somebody maybe some tomatoes.
I'm telling you, it doesn't need to be that crazy. Like, put it in a pot, taste it. If it needs salt,
and a nice
put
grilled
salt in
cheese
it.
Sandwich with brioche.
I thought you were out on grilled cheese. Yeah. Have you come back to grilled cheese?
I mean, if we go, I don't plan on paying for it. I'm going to get somebody, see if I can get somebody to make me.
So this is handout here.
Wait a second.
This guy's asking for food.
This makes even less sense. If I'm going somewhere that I know I'm getting a free meal, why would I make it a grilled cheese? I'm capitalized.
I'm capitalized, but I gotta taste for a grilled
every day. You got a hankering for grilled cheese?
I got a hankering. I need that, man. I need that because I was disappointed. You don't know the level of disappointment that I had when I made it, and I was like, "This is what I made. This was horrible. It was horrible."
You would think it's hard to mess up grilled cheese and tomato soup.
The grilled cheese was banging. Yeah, you know, grilled cheese is grilled cheese. Yeah. It was the tomato soup that was not banging.
Well, I think Kyle's right on this. You need to take a little accountability. Yeah, and season it yourself. Put what you need in there.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try. I'll try.
I mean, what's the worst that happens? You mess it up?
Because somebody told me you take the can of tomato soup.
Yep.
And then you take a can of milk. And you put it in there, and then you put, a little bit of cheese.
I think you need to be careful with how much milk you put in. You don't want to go too much milk, right?
So, or is it milk or is it heavy cream?
You could do the heavy cream, but you got to see how much. You don't want to put too much, so that it becomes pink. It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
You don't want that. All right, a couple poll questions for you. Is tomato soup a lie? 61% say no. I'm not sure why anyone's voting yes. you lied to yourself on this. And which former Eagle on WIP would have the best chance of making an impact that they suited up for the Eagles today? The results are not surprising here. Ike is winning 53.8%. Who's coming in second, though?
John Ritchie.
No, it's you.
Seriously?
It's you. You are. 28.4%. For Hugh Douglas, and then 17.7% for John Ritchie.
That's kind of close still, though.
Yeah, people are working through this, too.
No, because I don't want to, you know how I feel about being touched. And now to
have
to
You don't even
like
go, someone putting their hand around you for a photo.
It's football.
I don't. I'm getting better, though. I'm getting better.
Well,
I'm working on that.
We're at a grand opening of a restaurant tomorrow, so you better be ready for some photos.
Well, do hug. As long as little buddy ain't there hugging me like he hugged me last time.
He probably will.
Okay, so if he listens, little buddy, don't hug me. Just handshake me first. Yeah. If you handshake me.
We might need his name by tomorrow.
Jason Dumas said, Richie plays the easiest position to help. Ike still looks great, but sorry, brother, covering those young fellas sideline to sideline is a tough ask.
So he's voting you.
He's basically, he workshopped that, huh?
By default, he voted you. See, I think the problem here is I know you, and I think after one or two snaps, you're like, I'm done.
One or two snaps, Joe, I'm cussing. I'm mad, and it ain't too much I can do about it, because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not too much I can do about it on the field. I'm going to the car.
Plus,
to the car.
I have a feeling he wouldn't be in it for the long haul.
No.
He'd get pancaked one time, and he's like, all right.
No, that's Kyle. Y'all don't understand what it's like being in the trenches. And to be out there, man, listen.
No, I don't either.
That first snap.
That's not us, yeah.
That first snap when somebody put their hands on you and there's really nothing you could do about it.
Yeah.
No, not doing that.
Plus, I mean, you've probably shrunk a little bit. You weren't the tallest guy when you played. Those tackles with those long arms, give you trouble.
Yeah, they would give me all kinds. Like going up against Joy Malata.
You think you could go against Toast?
Like, come on, big fella. Come on, pop. Bring your ass.
Come on, old man.
You think you go against Brett Toast?
You might have a shot, yeah.
You know what's funny?
Toast's not that good.
I know he's not that good, but he's still in the NFL. That would still be a problem for me.
Yeah.
That would be a problem.
I think it all would be a problem for you, which just makes it funny. Bruce in D.C. is up on WIP. Hey, Bruce.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Bruce.
Or, for God's sake, good afternoon.
What's up,
good
buddy? Afternoon. What are you feeling?
Hey, man. Well, hey, look. I mean, before I get into that, hey Hugh, I just want to ask you a question.
Yes.
I'm a little late on the conversation, but is that that tomato soup that you're talking about back in the day, did that come out of the tomato tan? In your words?
It came out the tomato tan.
Like what you said the Eagles played last year when you were Benedict Arnold Douglas.
Yeah.
Traitor. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
So look, as a childhood, I was victimized by that. But, you know, my aunt solved it one day. We used to go down the state in the summertime. And she came with that grilled cheese, and it was like magic. So, yeah, you got to pair it with the grilled cheese sandwich. And, you know, I get a little fancy with it. If you want to dress it up, I recommend some garlic pepper seasoning.
Oh, see, now we're talking.
If you, Now, if you're a little, if you're in the spicy, you can throw in some habanero, you know, a dash of habanero or Trini pepper sauce, man. That'll dash it up.
No, I ain't really with that. I ain't spicy food.
Oh, you like
now, Bruce? Right. I will do that. That sounds good.
No, that's,
a little habanero.
That's Joe's wheelhouse.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah. There you go. So that's a quick recommendation. But anyway, moving on. So, about this BG thing and Hugh. I understand what you're saying because I do agree with you in some respects, but I'm just trying to look at the overall intangibles. And one of the things that I think that's sorely needed that you all haven't really talked about is not just his ability to sack plays, but he sets the edge better than anybody on that team right now as far as outside of the interior alignment against the run.
Bruce, I agree. It is something they struggle with.
He definitely brings some intangibles to the table,
Bruce,
no question about it.
I think that Nolan Smith does it really well, but obviously he's been out. So, you know, in the next few weeks, we could get BG on the field and Nolan both set the edge well. And with Jalen Carter hopefully turning the corner, I think our run defense and N'Kobe back will be way better the second half. Because it hasn't been very good, the run defense, so far this season.
No, it has not. And that is exactly what happened in the Giants game, I think, and even some shades of the Denver game. It was the run portion. Yeah, well, we had pass issues, but the run just – we got gassed on the run. So I think that's where he does that. He's done that better than just about anybody, like I said, outside the interior folks. And we're going to see improvement on that. So that's where I'm looking at that. And I think along with the leadership issue – and the snaps are not going to be an issue because whoever – I don't even want to say his name. The clown just retired – and ran out on us and got tired of he's not even worth mentioning his name. But I think he'll take that snap count. And they'll work.
Wait, are we calling Za'Darius Smith a clown? Is that what just happened?
Yeah, no, he's a clown. He's a clown.
I respect
he quit.
It.
I mean, he's speaking his truth,
we
man.
We don't like quitters in Philly. We don't play that in Philly.
Tell him, Bruce.
Take your ass on.
In D.C.
Bruce speaking his truth. I mean, you can't go against man.
I liked watching him play. I thought he played well.
I thought he did, too. Yeah. But clown is strong.
This is the first person I've heard really criticize Za'Darius Smith. I appreciate it. I didn't know where you're going with it.
No, it pissed me off. I mean, because they were struggling, and I didn't like that. Like, I'm just going to hang up and quit. Man, get out of here with that.
Yeah, I heard he was tired of Hugh Douglas. Yeah. He was listening in his car to work, and he's like, done with this guy.
That thing I did, probably. There's a story behind that, too.
No, but we don't play that in Philly. So good for BG. And I think that the defense is going to pick it up for sure. And I think that we're going to see some better play on the offensive side. This game on Sunday, man, we're going to kick the Giants' ass on Sunday.
I agree.
All right, so that's all I got, gentlemen.
Bruce, good phone call. What is that? You worried about Scataboo and Dart and a team that just blew a 19-0 lead in the fourth quarter?
They scored 30-some points, man.
Yes, they also gave up 33 in a quarter.
They gave up 33 points.
In a quarter.
But they can score points.
Their offense has been certainly better since Dart got in there, sure.
Yeah.
Are you hearing this, Kyle? Are you hearing Hugh Douglas afraid of the Giants?
I hear the same thing. He's like, his voice is like quivering.
No, I know. I embellish some things. We feel it.
I hate both of y'all.
But the audience feels it, so I can't ignore it.
I go back to because I talked to you last night. I told Landon, I said, man, y'all got your ass kicked last
week. Well, they did. That's true.
It's some get back. I think they're going to get some get back.
But you have a little trepidation in your voice.
Well, here's the thing. You just got your ass whooped by somebody who just then, in turn, took an ass whooping, right?
Yeah.
They whooped your ass, so they feel real strong about whooping your ass again.
I'm sure they do.
You know, and we, even though we got the win, okay, it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Because you even alluded to it. You even alluded to the fact that, hey, Carson Wentz would have found some receiver. You know what I'm talking about? He'd have found him. It would have been a different game.
He left points on the field, Carson.
The score was 22-28. I mean, you know, I hate to be the drunk guy at the barbecue, but we're here. The score was 22-28.
And Carson left points on the field. and he gave us seven, if we're keeping the Bucks and Beans
even,
and all that.
And listen, and even I alluded to the fact that what he said, we only scored, three times or whatever?
Three. They scored three offensive touchdowns.
Yeah, and then we scored, like, I'm just saying, man, we better, hey.
Wow, cold water better, on the Eagles.
Listen, a W is a W. But you better put your big boy pants on. Yes, it is.
No.
It still is a W.
No, a W is a W against the Vikings.
No, W is a W.
No, no, we need to crush the Giants.
We need a W.
If you're going to tell me, we look back on the season, we get our ass kicked in New York to the Giants, and then we squeak one out at home to the Giants, that's not
Super Bowl worthy stuff. Mm-mm. No.
No, it can
come on,
still be Super Bowl worthy stuff.
Bring those standards up, man.
You know what's funny?
Lower the bar, Douglas, is unreal.
Wait a minute. Okay, go back. Doesn't it feel like Detroit's been on TV a lot this year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're coming off a 15-win season.
And they've whooped a lot of ass on TV.
They're good.
Yeah, can we whoop an ass?
That's right. Detroit, we need to whoop an ass.
Detroit has whooped a lot of ass
We need
on
to
TV.
Show our whole ass on
we
Sunday.
We need to show our whole ass on Sunday.
We haven't done that enough.
I mean, I feel good about the win. How are we going to get it?
Style points.
I don't know about style points.
Style points.
I just want the W. Scatterbolt came in here, man. And well, he was up there and he ran like he had no tomorrow.
Yeah.
He ran hard.
They can't let him do it twice. I mean, let's get real. Can we get real? I can't believe you're worried about this game already. It's only Tuesday.
I'm not worried about anything.
We're going to be screaming by Friday.
I'm just workshopping these thoughts that I have in my head right now. I'm just workshopping.
Just take workshopping with you, Douglas. Welcome on in. We're just workshopping our takes for tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
It's wood whittling with you, Douglas.
You ever whittled before?
Yeah, I've whittled wood.
Yeah.
That just sounds so crazy. Have you whittled wood before? Yes, I have.
You are a mess. This...
Hey, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah, this is...
That was a lot.
This is a family show, and we are grown-ups. As you like to say every day, we are professionals.
I am a professional.
We're trying. 215-592-9494. That's how you join a show of professionals. Brandon Graham, officially back. Does it change things for you for the 2025 Eagles? It does for me. I love the idea of bringing him back. The leadership void, he helps fill that. We were going to get an edge rusher anyway. This could be the edge rusher we needed. Now we could use our resource in a corner. And I think we are a little bit underrating the player he still was when he walked off the field last year. 215-592-9494. I got, realist Debbie Downer Douglas over here. He's like, I got to watch him play on Sunday.
I'm just keeping it a bean.
Yeah, right.
Man.
All right. All your phone calls coming up on BG. Your reaction last night with the NFC getting pretty good at the top. And Jeff Hoffman closing it out for the Toronto Blue Jays as they go to the World Series. We'll also hear Nick Sirianni's conversation with the morning show coming up at 1. Kiss the baby as we head towards week 8 in the NFL. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Kiss the Baby as we enter week 8 in the NFL. It's going to get a little tougher to start knocking out some of these playoff teams as we try to create the perfect playoff field. Of course, Hugh Douglas has the Chiefs out in his playoff field. That's going to be a tough one.
Y'all still talking about that? I moved on from that.
Yeah, but that's
no. We didn't.
You took the L already.
I didn't take no L. It's a guy that got a lot of time.
Not a time. Seen them run into four?
Oh yeah, they look back.
They only let the Raiders run 30 plays on Sunday. They're a problem right now. All right, we'll get to that coming up at 1 o'clock. NFL trade deadline is 2 weeks away. Some thoughts on that, including a big rumor already out there coming up as well. But the big news this morning was the return of Brandon Graham, and you know, we knew this was coming since really Sunday during the pregame show. We got the word. You know, the insiders saying it might happen, and then yesterday it felt like it was going to happen. Well, it is official now. Brandon Graham is back. He has re-signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. He could be on the field as early maybe as Sunday against the New York Giants, and this changes my view on the team. Not because I think he is something like outrageous to add to the team, but it's a big depth piece. They need depth at edge rush. I think it could change the equation on what they go get at the trade deadline, put the resource in a corner instead of maybe edge rusher and corner. Having two needs, having one is way better. I think we're underrating a little bit the player he still is based on last year. He was still a good edge rusher. And I think the leadership void has been big on the defensive side. They've had a lot of penalties. They are super young. Like, there's just no veteran presence on that defense other than Zach Bond, who isn't even that old himself. I think they're missing. Last year they had Brandon Graham. They had Darius Slay. They're missing that. This changes the equation for me on the 2025 Eagles. Hugh Douglas, does BG coming back change things for you?
I got to wait and see.
There he is.
I'm just saying, you got to wait and see what he does. Yep. I mean, what kind of impact he has. Za'Darius Smith had a couple sacks when he was out there playing, Joe. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I love BG, and this is nothing to do with me and him personally. Mm-hmm. It's just that, you know, BG's had a little bit of time off. So we got to see, you know, what he brings to the table come Sunday.
Well, and the quicker we see him out there, the quicker we'll get a chance to see that.
I'm pretty sure he's ready to go. He's going to be ready to go, and he's been working out and everything.
And I think he can make a difference. Again, it's all relative. There's difference-making players that are stars in the NFL. I'm not saying he's a star. He hasn't been that for a long time. But he can help and move this thing forward. Hugh Douglas in wait-and-see mode. I'm ready to say right now this changes things on the equation for this football team. Kyle, that's the news is official. Your feeling?
Love Brandon Graham.
Here we go. It's like when the caller started, Hugh, I loved you, but you got to drop that.
It shouldn't change a damn thing for anybody.
Mm.
He's a depth piece, and I love, I'm very happy that he's here. Like, does he add an element of leadership to the locker room that we might have been missing on the defensive side? Yeah, but like, I'm not going into this trade deadline thinking, well, we're set on edge now, like, just need a cornerback. Like, no. This defense still needs some work. I would look at the edge rusher position still probably before I look at corner. And Brandon Graham doesn't change that. I mean, I was more excited about getting Za'Darius Smith here when he signed than I am right now about bringing Brandon Graham back, just because I'm looking for who can make the most impact on the field. Za'Darius Smith had 9 sacks last season. Like, Brandon Graham, if he can get to 3 sacks this season, that's great.
Yeah, that would.
But that doesn't move the needle.
See, I guess for me it moves the needle more than it does for you. By the way, Azeez Ojulari, according to Vic Fangio at his press conference earlier today, it sounds like he's not going to play this week. So not only do they need Brandon Graham from the big picture, they might just need him on Sunday just to get through
for
the game.
Boy,
we're getting thin. We are getting thin at that edge rush spot. Crazy. Nolan Smith's still out, obviously, another week on the IR. I saw Nolan posted something this morning, one more week. So obviously he thinks he's going to be able to get back here pretty quickly when the IR stint is over. But so who are edge rushers Sunday? If Azeez can't go, it's going to be
BG.
Jalex, BG. Uche.
Yeah.
But
we're all set, though.
No, well, hold on. 3 weeks from now, we might have a different view on Jihad Campbell. He may start making some hay at the edge. BG, I think, will be the player he was last year. Until I see something different, I'm going to assume that. And Nolan Smith is a big deal when he comes back. Like, Nolan Smith was their best edge rusher down the stretch to win a Super Bowl last year.
Does he have any sacks this year?
Well, he no, I don't think he does.
Oh, okay.
How many games did he play? Three?
You would think he'd be able, if he's our best edge rusher. I should put it this way. If that's our best edge rusher, a guy who can't get a sack in the three games that he's played so far this year, then we need more.
Listen, I tried to do this all offseason, and I was yelled at. I mean, you and I were yelled at different moments.
I know. I'm the one keeping the same energy here.
Yeah, well, but I have accepted that we're not getting the star edge rusher in the middle of the season.
I'm not giving up the fight.
Well, I know you're not. Well, I've accepted that. So I look at it as there's multiple holes on the team to fill. And we just filled one. Now, the other one Howie's got to go fill is corner. Because there's no way they could go in a playoff game. What did he call Kiwi Ringo earlier? Kayleigh?
Somebody in the YouTube chat called him Kiwi Ringo.
There's just no way you could go into a game against real receivers with Kiwi Ringo and Adoree Jackson.
I just wouldn't consider edge a hole that's filled. I would consider it, like, patched.
All right, patched, filled. I feel better today than I did yesterday. Hugh Douglas over here needs more time to think on it. Jay in Philly's up on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay? Man?
Hey, look, man. I love Brandon Graham coming back, but I'm like, man, like we got to see what he still has. And I'd imagine Hugh can talk to this. Your body's used to the contact, you know, at a certain point every year. Now he's so far gone from that point to just start, and we're going to try to get him snaps on Sunday as soon as he comes back. I don't like that part of it at all.
I tell you what, dog, he's going to be sore.
He's got 2 weeks till the Packer game. He might need those 2 weeks.
He's going to be sore, Mike.
Yeah. I bet, man, because his body was used to a certain schedule that now is thrown way off, you know. So I hope he, first of all, stays healthy. And when Nolan Smith comes back, cool. But Kyle, man, you are crazy. We need to upgrade that corner position.
Oh, yeah. Right?
I don't disagree.
Kyle's wearing his Kiwi Ringo jersey here today. The guy stinks.
His mom was at the game last night.
It sounded like you were saying it's more important than the edge. I mean, yeah, edge rusher was more important than corner.
Well, I guess I put it this way. If we go into the traded line, you tell me I can add one thing, impact edge rusher or an impact corner, I'm taking the edge rusher.
Corner.
It ain't going to be easy to find neither one of them.
So unless we have an edge rusher that is wrecking havoc, okay, anytime a quarterback gets some time in the playoffs, you trust in Kiwi Ringo and Adoree Jackson?
No.
But
like, I don't trust the pass rush to get home anyway. Like,
but Vic can conjure up a pass rush. Last year.
Okay, but then that hurts your coverage.
All right.
You're taking Jahad Campbell out of coverage.
If Jalen Carter plays the way he's supposed to play, this thing all works.
Well, I agree, but he's not. Like, we have to be faced with the reality of what we have here. By the way, Jahad Campbell has been, I think, the best coverage linebacker in the NFL so far this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and we're taking them off.
And we're taking them off.
I know. I mean, we're moving. We're trying to fill the puzzle here. We're trying to figure it out, Jay.
So two people for me are a little more to blame than people are giving them blame for. Jalen Carter coming back, not in shape. Just the way, yo, Jalen Carter has come back like one of the dudes from Ballers that was on HBO. Like, he must have been living the life this summer, man, because he didn't come back in shape. He out there spitting on people. Jalen, I need Jalen Carter to get back focused, man. So hopefully BG will help that for him. And Howie Roseman, like, we had money for Za'Darius to come here, for Brandon Graham to come back. We traded. We took on Bennett's contract from the Raiders. Why didn't we upgrade? Why didn't we do better in the offseason than if we could do this during the season? Now we running around trying to patch holes. You know, why we didn't fix the problem in the offseason?
Jay, I agree with you. And I think as the season goes on, now, look, Jay, good phone call. If they keep winning or they start playing the way they did last year and they get close to a Super Bowl, we'll let it all go. But if it's choppy the whole season, eventually we're going to come back to a Howie Roseman conversation. I mean, let's be real about it. The offseason right now doesn't look like it was great, including they gave extra money to Saquon Barkley for no reason. I mean, none. When they had all these other players leaving the free agency, they just handed out extra money to a running back that was already under contract. They didn't have to do that. They chose to. All right, this morning, Nick Sirianni was on the morning show. Let's hear that conversation. Nick Sirianni with Joe and John right here on WIP.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Tough Nick, coach. I got chastised by Chase Utley a couple years ago for being not 100% pro dog. Just not my thing, you know?
Not only is he not pro dog, he's not pro pet, coach. He doesn't
or dog mentality,
pets.
Apparently, in that case, you know?
I'm pro dog. I got a dog.
Yes,
my guy, dog. Nick.
Yes.
Welcome to you know, normal person.
Most coach. People are. By the way, Nick, I'm pro BG. I just want to put that out there to the world. So, look, nothing's official, and I certainly understand the nature of you can't confirm something that hasn't been announced. But I'll just ask this question this way. If he were to rejoin the team, and it certainly sounds like he has tremendous interest to, if Brandon Graham were to rejoin the Eagles, if he makes that decision and you guys make that decision to welcome him back, what types of things do you think Brandon, if he joins the Eagles, would bring to the table?
Well, you know, there's certain sayings that you always remember. I always remember my dad saying, and one of them was, "Hey, we'll cross that bridge when we get there." And so we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Understood. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Let me ask you this, Nick. When Brandon was with the Eagles, what did he bring to the team?
Yeah, obviously, great leader, great player, infectious personality. You know, you've heard me say it before, sure. Every team needs a Brandon Graham. So just brought so much to the table. And, you know, and he's, you know, you guys like him and love him.
Yeah.
Because of that same infectious personality, and we feel the same way.
Nick, congrats on the win the other day. Obviously, it was a good one. It was a tight, tough one, and you guys pulled it out. We had a poll on our show yesterday, and the poll question was, after that win in Minnesota, do you think the Eagles are back on track? And 52% of people said yes, and 48% of people said no, which was an interesting result. You guys are 5-2. Congrats on that record and that win. Do you feel like the team is on track?
I feel like the team is just trying to continue to get better. And that's where we are right now is that, you know, we have things to clean up, coaching, playing, all, you know, fundamentally, and we're just on the course of trying to get better. And in every scenario, trying to find ways to win the game. We've done it 5 times. We haven't done it twice. So try to find ways to win games and find ways to win better and then block out everything else. And just be hyper ultra focused on what we have to do. And then really, how do you get better? It's through the process. It's through the week of work. It's through blocking out noise. It's through blocking out any distractions that you have and locking in solely on the job at hand.
Coach, was Jalen under center more against Minnesota because you wanted to break tendencies or because Cam Jurgens was out and you had a backup center? Oh, and also, how likely is it that we could see Landon Dickerson move over to the center spot?
Yeah, good question to all those things. Obviously, you know, there are things that I know you guys respect that I don't kind of get into. Just would hate to give any information to other teams or you know, future opponents or any scheme situations. Hey, we did what we did in that game because that's what we thought that would help us win that football game. And You know, and we had some time, as you guys know, to review some things on offense and that mini buy. I love our buy process. You know, we're constantly working to make it the best it possibly can be. And we had ourselves a mini buy. We were able to go through a little bit of that process, and you saw some of the answers that we came to off of it. And so, you know, it worked really well in that game. You know, obviously Jalen, I've never been around a quarterback that's had perfect quarterback rating throughout the entire game, which was awesome. You know, he played awesome. And, you know, but with that, it's a team game, and it's Jalen's quarterback rating, right? It's Jalen's quarterback rating, but it's such a team stat. Like, we had some great catches. You know, Smitty made some really good catches. AJ made great catches. Like, you know, the one across the middle to Smitty where he kind of gets hit by Harrison Smith. You know, he has another one that's kind of low and away. Jalen has to put it low and away from a defender on a drop back. You know, he makes that catch. The protection all day was unbelievable. So that's such a team stat, but Jalen, you know, played really, really well. You know, one of his best games one of his best games that he's played as an Eagle. And there's a lot of good games that he's played as an Eagle. So it was a fun game.
What can you do to open up the run game?
I think that when you're able to hit some things like we were able to hit this week, you know, naturally that will, you know, it's like when a team brings a pressure and they get hit on a pressure, right? There's always there's a seed of doubt that goes into their mind, right? Of, hey, can we do this again and put ourselves out there? And I think that's what defensive coordinators are going to have to think. You know, we've obviously been very good, you know, the zero pressure at the end of game. That had to be on their mind of how good we've handled zero all year. And you know what? At the end of the game, they bring zero. Yeah. We hit a big one. And that's going to continue. You know, all the coaches in this league watch all the tape. They're going to see that, and it's going to be on their mind. Well, it's the same thing with some of the run blitzes and some of the run things that teams are doing that we hit some big plays off of. And that's like that in pass blitzes. If you can't fit up the run in pass blitzes, then the run gets out of there on a third down. So all those things have an effect on the future opponents and different things that you do.
Nick Sirianni with us here today. Dave, of course, we've been talking a lot about Brandon. Looks like he's going to be rejoining the Eagles in a matter of minutes. Nick, he's obviously one of our favorites. N'Kobe Dean is another of our favorites. I mean, we just love him as a guy in addition to him, the player. To see him out there and flying around, what did you think of his performance? And it must be special for you knowing the serious injury he went through to get him back.
Yeah, he's a great leader, tough, dependable, smart. I think that we all love players that are smart, dependable, and tough, right? That make plays. You know, those are guys in my experience end up reaching their, God willing, end up reaching their ceiling because of those intangibles that they have. And so it's good to have him back out there. And, you know, we've gotten a really good play from all our linebackers, you know, and it's really exciting to have back and Jihad and N'Kobe, you know, all getting time. You know, I know you guys asked me about that last week, obviously for competitive reasons. I kind of kept it. Maybe it wasn't you guys, but somebody asked me last week, are they all going to play? And then they all played. You know, it's good having them, those guys rolling. And then, you know, the contributions we get from our team, our linebackers on special teams with Trot and Smile. And so it's really been a really solid room led by a great coach with Bobby King. And, you know, but it is awesome to have N'Kobe back. Guys feed off his energy. He makes a play. He makes a play in, I think, the third quarter there where he kind of shoots a gap and he knocks the running back back. And you just see the energy of the entire team of when he makes a play because of what he means to the entire team. And it's cool when you're able to see that and see that team, that togetherness, you know, show on tape after one of your teammates makes a big play.
So I was really impressed, Coach, with Quinyon Mitchell's performance considering his hamstring injury limitations. And I'm just looking at those, at him and Cooper DeJean across the way from him. Cooper DeJean, who is just a destroyer out there. Like the soundest tackling cornerback I think I've ever seen.
Isn't he?
Do we have the toughest, the toughest cornerbacks in the NFL? That matters so much more than people realize. And I think we have that right here. No one ever talks about that part.
Yeah, John, that's great insight by you. That's for sure. Like, because everyone, these guys get, receivers get paid to catch the football. No one talks about their blocking. Corners get paid to cover their other receivers. No one talks about their tackling. That's something actually that we just talked about in the team meeting yesterday. We always, anytime after practice, anytime after game, we're talking about tackling. Hey, you made this tackle, you missed this tackle. And I know we don't tackle live in practice, but you can see their approach. You can see how they go through it. And so, what I've noticed and what I said yesterday is Quinyon, it was the play that Patrick Johnson got held on the edge and the ball ended up going back. Well, Q comes up and on this play and keeps the ball on his correct shoulder and kind of hamstring tackles the guy, lifts him up in the air. And that's like, man, you know what, Q, everyone's talking about your ability to cover. And we love that. And that's what we need you to do. But this does not go unnoticed of how you're tackling. And then it feels, and Q's been having a bunch of those. And it feels like Coop has those every week where he's being physical in the run game. He plays nickel. It's like another linebacker. So he plays so physical. He's different than all the nickels in the NFL. He's one of the top nickels in the NFL. And then he can go outside and play coverage on Justin Jefferson in a critical moment,
And rip the ball from his hands in the end zone.
That's right. Now, hats off to Justin Jefferson, awesome receiver, really awesome.
Totally.
Coop made a great play. And those guys have a knack of making plays. I'm sure glad they're on our team.
Nick, I thought Makuba's tackle at like the 2 yard line might have been the best of the game. I mean, that looked like an almost surefire touchdown, and he chopped that guy right down.
Yeah. Our guys are making tackles. I think we counted us for having, four missed tackles in the game. Now those led to some big plays, and you want to eliminate those. But our goal is to. I won't get into exactly what our goal is there, but you're going to miss a tackle. You're going to miss tackles in a game. But we hit our goal on where we wanted to be in that game, because that's such a huge one. You see all these plays across the NFL, and like, man, that play was really good. And so many of them are like, well, the guy missed the tackle, and it went for a big one. So we made some good tackles. Our guys work really hard at that. We do a lot of work in practice with circuit work and working tackles, and our guys, like I said, bust their butt to get better at the fundamentals, because we know the fundamentals are the things that lead to the big plays and the big play stops.
Nick Sirianni with us right now, as he is every Tuesday on our program. So, Nick, let's look ahead to the next game and in many ways the prep for it. So, clearly the Giants are an improved team with some of these rookies. I mean, they're making an impact, and I know they fell apart last week, but they're better than they had been. They did candidly whoop up on your squad 2 weeks ago, and I'm curious, philosophically, when a team does that and celebrates the way the Giants did, I mean, there were some backflips and all that stuff. Do you use that with the guys in the locker room for extra motivation as you prepare them to face the Giants so soon after game?
It's a division game, and I guess the answer is sometimes yes, sometimes no. Like, it's like a division game. If you can't get up for this, like, come on, let's go. It's another opportunity to play football in the NFL. And not everybody handles that the same way. Like, every person on your team is different and what motivates and all these different things. So I think the answer is, like, if this something like this motivates you, use it. If it's something like this doesn't motivate you and it just distracts you from your process, don't. And so, maybe there's a comment here and there that we'll use, but that's how I feel about it. Because not everybody, not everyone's like, oh man, they did this, we got to do this. And it's like, no, some guys have to focus on completely on the process to go out and kick somebody's butt. Some guys have to use motivation like that to go out there and kick somebody's butt. So everybody's a little bit different. So sometimes we use it, sometimes we don't. If it helps you, use it. If it distracts you, don't.
It helps me, Coach. I'll help you. Cam Scataboo looks like a troll, and I hate him. That's just I took care of it for you.
I'm not gonna
say that to the team.
I'm not going there.
I think we got a better shot of Nick commenting on Brandon than that.
A lot of respect for that team and what they've done.
Very much.
He's a good player. Nick, final thing. BJ, we'll talk to you about it more next week, but just know this. We're happy for you. All of you. For him, for the squad. And I think it's great development, which you guys can confirm in time. But just know there's a lot of people really excited for you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
All right,
thanks,
Nick. Coach. Stay well. Good luck versus the Giants, Nick.
All right, now.
All right, there he is. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
All right, there was Nick Sirianni on with the morning show today. Good spot. Obviously, you know, talking around the Graham thing as it wasn't official, but you could hear the excitement in Nick Sirianni's voice saying every team needs a Brandon Graham. Also liked at the end John Ritchie calling Cam Scataboo a troll and saying he hates him.
And I can see that.
He got a good laugh out of Sirianni. He was trying to hold back from laughing.
I mean,
about
it. Like it's funny, man, because the way he plays, you just know he probably, you know, he probably got a couple good years.
Yeah, he's not long for the league.
Yeah. He plays hard, though. But yep. you like to see it. You definitely like to see it.
215-592-9494. Does the return of BG change anything for you? It does for me. It changes the equation for me and how I view this defense and what Howie can now do at the trade deadline. All right, we got a lot to get to. Next segment, we will talk through the latest A.J. Brown Instagram post. You're going to want to hear the caption on this one. And we got to get to Kiss the Baby here. 215-988-1258. Caller number one to 215-988-1258 gives you a chance to play and enters you for a prize at the end of the year as we try to create the perfect playoff field, eliminating a team week by week. That's next. 215-988-1258 to play Kiss the Baby on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. It is NBA tip-off week. Season starts tonight. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game and want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has a live bet on everything, from who will score next to the fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel is giving new customers $300 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to play today. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.